Sick of the century. We were desperate and sad women, sick of the century. I speak of youth as if of deaf horses, of bursting skies. The flesh is still noble, and we are served on the brink of the void, watching the fire of words, like the first woman to discover she was not made of air, but of goddesses contained within her body. Like the first girl to discern the movement of disgust, the gloom, the alterity in fear. We sing to sadness, to beauty, and to the human condition, that other extremity hanging like the head of a hero entombed.